systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Monday, September 28th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 251. The first live show since episode 250, our live audience extravaganza.
That down went
there.
Amazingly well.
Did it go well?
Amazingly well.
I couldn't tell. I was
also, again, just like to say that we do still have our awesome guest here, MDS from
right.
Florida.
Thank you very much.
How you doing, MDS?
I'm excellent.
You're still here. You got here last Monday, it was?
It's a long freaking way. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
That's
I hear there's a lot to do up here, so I'm doing it.
You did it all, just about.
Fucking
damn near.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 251, the Monday Night Show. I had a nice day off today.
I had a not-so-nice day at work today.
First one in a while, and it was fantastic. Had a lot of stuff to do, get the studio back in order, get my house back in order.
You know, I was thankful for that. I got to work, and I was like, you know what? I'm at work and he's putting together a fucking studio right now. Yeah.
By the time you get home, everything will be put right back together.
Back to normal.
Oh, like you were going to do anything even if you were here.
She was. She was going to do the dishes and fold the laundry that still haven't been done yet. But that we'll handle that.
We will do the laundry together tomorrow.
When I say we'll handle that, I mean she'll handle that.
We'll do everything together tomorrow.
Bird 35 says MDS wins the greatest fan award.
I think so.
Fuck yeah, man. You've been here for the duration. You were the first to get here and the last one to leave.
That's just it's the fan with no job award.
That's what it is. So yeah, like I say, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, type shit, we'll read or give us a call, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
Hot pee.
No, it's got pee.
I do.
What?
What were you going to say? Seven. You look like you're about to say something.
I was going
to
vote for got pee.
Got pee. Okay. 406-204-4687, got pee. So yeah, holy fucking shit, man. It is nice to be back. It's nice to have the studio in order, because every time, this was the second live thing we did, you know, the first one being Aussiepalooza and whatnot.
Bong the Gong says, first fan to move to Montana wins. I think it's going to be Burger.
It might very well be,
dude. He was seriously talking about it.
He had, like, the flathead beacon looking for jobs and shit. He was fucking on it,
man. He was into it, dude.
But, yeah, it's weird every time we do these live things because, you know, if you don't know, our studio is our living room. So whenever we move all that shit.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, this is our living room. That's why I'm sitting on a couch here and you can maybe see part of the kitchen on Danny's cam over there. But, like, every time we do that stuff, it totally, you know, our living room just goes to shit. And then, because I'm kind of OCD with it, until it gets put back to normal, it bugs the fuck out of me.
It bugs me too. I come home, like, the living room's on the floor.
It looks like we just moved in. Everything's in boxes and ready to go.
Well, we were a little far gone at 4 in the morning when we packed this shit up and dumped it here.
Yeah. So we did. We ended up doing a 3-camera shoot. We had the microphones recording like we normally do a show, so the audio was pristine. The video is amazing. We have about 25 to 30 gigs of video to get to McNally up there at KeithCourage.com. He's going to edit it all together and make us a beautiful episode 250 video, which you guys will be able to download once that's all finished.
I had like 2 rock stars and 3 sparks. I was fucking...
Oh my Christ, dude. And I had beforehand, I had bought, you know, a bunch of weed because I knew if I just buy an eighth, that's going to be gone before the show even happens. And that was gone. So The rest of the time, I was just, you know, where they're setting up shit, and I'm like, here, Johnny, you know, just go do whatever. Here's the weed and shit. And he took off and got blazed. And I think I kept him and Burger blasted the whole time they were here.
Dude, the only time I think I saw Johnny somewhat sober is when he got off the plane.
Yeah, when he first got off.
Other than that, dude, he was just fucking dead.
And even then, he was doing a little drinking on the plane right here, he said.
Yeah.
His eyes were like slits the entire time he was here.
And if you look right now, I know we haven't gotten any of the pictures up really from the show.
I posted on the jamhole.com/forums
a picture of him passing out. Yep. There's a picture of him kind of dozing off after the live show. But it was great, man. I am so amazed that as many people came out as they did, because we're way up here in Montana. Most of our fans are not in Montana, but holy shit, man. You guys came out and it was a blast.
50
I also,
people yelling kaboom.
Oh, coolest that was amazing. Thing. The whole crowd just kaboom. It was beautiful, man.
That seriously was the awesomest shit
ever. It almost brought a tear to my eye. But I seriously, I want to thank everyone that flew out. UMDS, Johnny Burger. I want to thank the Basement
Josh and Ward
for driving out here. They tried to do a little after show after our show, and I'm sorry, but by that time everyone was wasted and not into sitting down and listening. But
or
it was
being quiet.
We got video of all that shit. It was fun. We went and shot some guns, and we got video of that. It'll all be on that video once McNally, once I get it over to him and he gets it edited. So we had an amazing time. I even
dressed up like a girl. I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. It's a fucking awesome
occasion.
You were
looking sexy, I must say.
Yep. I still wore this hat, though.
That's true. Most of you have never seen what Danny looks like as a girl.
Yeah, all dressed up and shit. Yeah, boobies that, just like pet owl.
That would be worth getting the video just for that.
Fucking
it just kinda, I thought back to, like, you know, Keith's stand-up, and I was like, I'm the wore a dress. She looks fucking hot.
She was the hostess. You got to do it, man.
I was like, I'll wear a dress. It's cool. But you know what? I totally wore my awesome high top Vans and my awesome pink fucking checkered socks that go up to my knees, which were so super cool. But
if you like the hot/goofy look, if that's for you.
That's me.
Yeah, that's
hot
you.
And
fuck
goofy
yeah.
right
Can you
there.
Imagine her hot, sexy boobs in 1080i? Oh, make my dick get hard. And you didn't have the only boobies there. I filmed quite a few pairs of boobies while I was there.
Yeah, but you know what? By the end of the night, everyone was saying.
Yeah.
Come on.
And we have all that on film.
What was everyone saying?
My boobies are nice, but Danny's got the tits. And then you, like, panned the cam to Danny, and she's like, pat out, titties.
Everybody's like, Danny's got the most awesomest boobies. And here comes Ashley and puts her face right in them. I love your boobs.
So, yeah, there's just a few things we made some notes on about the weekend that I'd like to talk about for everyone that wasn't here. For one, Dana, you suck at fishing. And that's...
Hey-o!
I mean, you know, she's
womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
That sucks.
King Fisher over here, right? And then everyone's in town, so she's like, yeah, we're gonna go fishing, we're gonna catch our dinner.
I think that's why, dude. Everybody comes to town, they're expecting to have this awesome time, and then it's just a shitty week for fishing, and that
Even
really
though
sucks.
The weather couldn't have been more perfect. Everything.
Whatever, dude, with all that fucking wind the first time it
went
out.
Well, that. I'm saying it didn't rain, it didn't snow, which were the two things I was worried about.
Yeah.
Well, we fished three times. And I guess you probably have three different excuses for
right.
those three
Well,
times.
Here, let's go through them. The first time, Quarter Circle Bridge up in Glacier Park.
Right.
You and Burger
right.
did a little camping the first couple nights right. when Burger got
The water
in.
Was low and it was cold.
Okay.
That's excuse number one.
So that, okay. And then you went to your go-to spot, which is Smith at the bridge, or the not the bridge, the dock there.
Right. Windy
and,
as shit.
Okay.
Excuse number two.
And then when we went there the next day.
I have no
and
idea.
It was beautiful out.
I have no idea what was
excuse
wrong with that shit.
Excuse number two and a half.
Okay.
That just sucked. I don't know.
You did catch one fish, but it was like this big and totally retarded. And I think you caught it twice.
I think Johnny caught it the second time.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, Johnny caught a fish, which was cool.
That was about the funniest thing of the whole week was seeing Johnny catch a fish.
Seeing him, the picture we have of him holding it, he's like,
Either that or
it's like,
watching.
Try not to look scared, Johnny.
I don't know if you guys know, like, if you've seen Johnny on the spot when he was doing his podcast. But he is way smaller than I thought he would be, man.
He's smaller than you.
I know, dude. And, like, shorter and way skinnier.
I thought he was, like, 6 foot for some reason,
I've seen him on the camera and shit, and he looked, you know, like a grown-ass man. And then he gets off the plane, and we're like, where is he? And we didn't see him because his head was
like,
under
there's
the fucking
a
JAML railing.
Shirt. That must be him.
It was fantastic. But yeah, I love that kid. He's a trip, man. That kid is on it with the camera. What did he have?
Oh,
that
dude, I don't know. But that camera was so fucking cool.
It was
cool.
A Newsy style.
Yeah, if you guys know Keith and the Girl, you know Newsy. We kind of made him our own Newsy, minus the gay and the black part. So we got the best parts of Newsy.
But I don't know. But
I'm just kidding, Newsy. I love you.
Sorry about the whole bombing the fishing.
Hey,
thing.
I don't give a shit.
I think
I
it's
don't...
just getting cold, and I guess it's just not that good anymore, you know?
So we got one more excuse, though. There was one more lake.
Right.
What was that last lake?
We went to Bitterroot.
Fuck, I'm never rigged up for trout, dude. That's my excuse.
She's never caught anything in that lake, and honestly, that lake, you probably need a boat to go on.
Yeah.
It's really nice, though, in that spot. It's nice scenery, and I wanted you guys to see something different, you know? You saw Smith.
I just want to throw shit in water. That's all.
And honestly, I think because it's the end of the season, Smith is all fished out, dude. Me and MDS were talking about that. They pack it at the beginning of the year, but you see how many people are there, and they pull out massive amounts of fish. I honestly think it's all fished out.
I really don't think they even need to stock that lake,
they
man. I think it's just getting cold, and they're heading to the fucking main. Like,
that could be also.
The grassy area.
They're headed for Florida.
But do you remember when we first went there, they were hitting left and right?
Well, that's because it was really hot and humid, and there's bugs out all the time, and they're fucking hitting the top of the water.
And they had just stocked it. I'm telling you. Remember when Odie was like, they just stocked this lake, and this lake, so go there. And we went to Smith, and it was packed with fish. But that's fine. I don't eat that shit anyway, so no big deal. Let's see. What else? We smoked a bunch of fucking weed. I still have a little left, which I'm really surprised. I thought we'd be smoking way more than that, but yeah. And then, on the way to Smith, this kind of tripped us all out. There's a dump on the way there in Kyla. It's the Kyla dump. And I always see, you know, when I drive by dumps, I always see people digging in the dumpsters. No big deal, whatever.
It's not a real dump. It's not a dump like you would call a dump.
No, that's
a parking lot.
We have those here. Those are called that's the landfill.
This is a parking lot with dumpsters in it.
Right, and that's what we call the dump. And then we have the landfill where you can drive in, and it's the big, where all the trash bins from all the dumps go to.
Because it's what I would call a parking lot with a bunch of dumpsters in it. But you want to call it
Walmart.
A dump? I guess that's shorter. Yeah.
Walmart.
Okay, Walmart.
It was Walmart. So we're driving.
It seemed to be Walmart up here.
Right. We're driving by Walmart, and there's a ton of fools just like digging through the trash. But then we see this one car parked there, and these
not digging through anything, just chilling.
These guys found like some recliners and shit that people threw out, and they were totally just there like lounging. Like, and then I got to thinking, I'm like, could you be so poor that you didn't have a comfortable place to sit? Like, could it be possible that you could get to a point in your life where you are so poor, all you want is a nice place to sit? And that blew my mind, that you would go to the dump and be like, this is it. This is my fucking nice place to sit, you know?
Well, it was a nice day.
Yeah, it was. And they were some nice chairs. I got to give it to them.
I guess. The car they were in, not so nice.
Yeah. And it was funny, though, because they were
probably at the dump to begin with. It wasn't even their car.
They were. Right? Someone dropped the car off. Uh-huh. They're like, I'm going to take the car, and I'm going to chill in these chairs. Rightmonger says, is this the Kyla Mall?
Yes.
I didn't see the sign, but now that you mention it, that's a good idea. Fuck. And then, let's see, we went.
And you have plastics, metals, and
I know, it's all your recyclables, everything you need right there, no problem. But then we saw fishing down at Smith. What did they call it? The Muffin Top Ass Crack?
That was impressive.
That was impressive. And she was sunburned as fuck. But if y'all don't know what a muffin top is, you want to stand up and show them, Danny? That's funny. That's a joke. But no, like, tight-ass shirt, big old gut, like, overlapping where your waistline would be. And every time she bent over, it was just boom! Fucking crack right there.
And she kept pulling down her shirt.
and then lifting up her pants a little.
But then she'd bend down, and it would pop up and back. And so in the rear, the muffin was just spilling over something fierce.
That's
and that
gross.
Was, and it was red as shit.
It was. She got burned, and which only means that she had had that exposed to the sun for an extended amount of time,
so,
right?
So if you go to thejamhole.com/forums, also, this is a chick that I took a picture of her ass crack hanging out.
Same chick.
Same chick on the dock on a different day.
Right.
Right.
That's
and
amazing.
It's pretty, I don't know, you'd have to go there. It's pretty cool. I couldn't help myself. I was like, haha, ass crack click. And sent it to the forum. So
now it's haha, muffin click.
Yeah, correct.
Nice. It looks like your friend finally figured out how to use Ustream.
I know, this fucker was trying to get it into Ustream for like the last 20 minutes.
I was going to say, we started the pre-show, and you know, we got all the names for the iPod contest and all that. And we took, you know, probably about half hour by the time I got my stories. And the whole time, he's like sitting there like, I can't find a name that works. And
I
we're
know
like,
what to do.
Just put numbers in back of whatever name you want, dude. It's Ustream. It's probably all taken. Like, yeah. Figure it out.
He finally got in, though.
Wesley Bowers.
That's actually his
full
name.
Dude, let me school you on the internet real quick.
Welcome, Wesley.
There's a reason why MDS is called MDS and why Burger is called Burger.
And why I'm just know. Danny.
We could just. You should have went with Bowser since Bowers is your name. Bowser is a cool handle. Like Mario? Come
yeah,
on.
I got it. I know who Mario.
Come on,
I know
like
who Bowser
that.
Is. Come on.
What is that?
Well, but he said he was retarded, so I guess he wouldn't really understand.
Well, that helps also. Yeah. And then, of course, Bong the Gong is John Toller, or Johnny on the Spot, if you will. So, if you want to call in, Johnny, I'd like to maybe talk a little bit about your plane trip, going through, you know, customs, being totally, or not customs, but the
oh,
airport.
Right, Monger says you should use your name and social security number.
Right.
Right.
Matt Lee, 567. You know? Best handle ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, then, like I was saying earlier, we had Josh and Ward. They came all the way down. They brought some equipment. And after our show got over, you know, we went for about an hour. And everyone was like, wow, that was a short show compared to what you usually do. And I had to explain to them that when we do this live here, and you guys are listening, we do an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours sometimes. You guys are there doing other things while you're at your house, while you're listening to us. You're not just sitting in a chair being quiet listening to us.
We're just here sitting in a chair watching
right,
the computer talking.
When you're in front of people and you actually have their attention there and that's all they're doing, an hour is tops, dude. I started to lose them after about, you know, 55
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, about 45. They're like, they start
no,
disappearing.
Like 20.
Like 20.
Really? 20, they were out for a smoke. And
yeah.
Then 40, they're out for another smoke.
And that's that kind of, you might be able to see this on the video. I don't know if it'll come through. But so, you know, like we usually do at the show. We'll come in, we'll get everything ready, and then we're going to go smoke. Then we'll
and
get started.
Yeah.
So we go sit down, and I have everything. I'm like, all right, you ready? And Danny's like, well, can we go out for a smoke? And I'm looking out, and I'm looking at, like, you know, 30, 40, 50 people. I'm like, if we go smoke, dude, we lost them. They're all going to go out and smoke, and we're never going to get them back in and in their seats. So she's like, but we need to go smoke. This is what we always do. I'm like, dude, you can't do it right now. It's not going to happen. So
I want to do so bad. I was
and
like,
then,
let's go.
Like MDS said, about 20 minutes later, Josh from Basement Boys goes out and has a smoke while he's interacting with the show. And it was great. You know, the audience
he's
was
still
amazing.
Yelling from outside.
The audience was great. Everything was just, it made my dick get hard.
Are we going to get into that fool at all later?
What's that? Josh?
Yeah.
Let's do it right now while we're on it. I was going to just say about it that, so we got our show done and, you know, everything was cool. We're like, we're going to go party in their hotel. And they were going to do their show in their hotel room. So
right.
We start moving some stuff over there. And was it you that mentioned it first, MDS, or was it one
so.
Of us? Somebody was like, you're going to get kicked out of this hotel. I think it was Braden, maybe, or me, even. But we were like, we did this in New York when we went for Keith's live show. We tried to do a show in our hotel room late at night, and we got told to keep it down, like, a bunch.
Yeah,
so,
a shit ton.
They're all bringing equipment there out of their cars and stuff, and I'm like, you guys, you're going to get kicked out of this hotel, probably. Let's do it in the restaurant, if that's cool with David. So we go ask David, we're like, you know, I know the show's over and everything. can we still party here? And he's like, fuck yeah, let's do it. So we start bringing all their equipment back
in.
By that
time, I'm like, drinks are free.
Yeah.
Drink so what you can.
We start bringing all their equipment there, and they get set up. And by that time, everyone was just drunk as shit. And it was a clusterfuck. And if it would have been me trying to do that, I would have gotten so frustrated because no one was listening. Everyone was yelling and having conversations. His co-host included in that.
I know. His co-host actually dipped out from the show, said that he is no longer affiliated with the Beastie Boys, and then heckled his own show.
You heckled your own show.
Oh my God.
Kid is a knucklehead. That kid was driving me insane about 30 seconds after I met him, I was over it.
It was so funny.
His sweater vest, very
so
sexy.
Hot.
Very
so
sexy.
Matched my socks. He knew.
That is the gayest and loudest kid I've seen in a long
time. You have the illustration.
Should I give this away now, or should we save it for the live show?
I think we should put that on the wall with our awesome stuff.
Okay, we'll do that. So my brother was there watching the show with some of his friends. And, you know, before the show, MDS handed out some papers. Like, if you guys have any questions about what we do or anything funny you want to mention or feedback, anything like that, we'll do it this way since we don't have the thing. One of the things we got was this. If you look at my camera, it says, out of the basement boys, who pitches and who catches? And then there's a picture here of the sweater vest that Josh was wearing.
Josh.
And the wicked awesome comb over he had. And then, is our phone line busy? 406-204-4687. Shouldn't be busy. All lines are open. So obviously the bigger gentleman, Ward, is the catcher, and Josh is the pitcher. You'll see in that lovely illustration. You can see his comb over and his sweater vest.
The sweater is
brilliant.
Great.
And then the other thing we got was this.
I got to hold that up in the middle of you talking. Like,
yeah,
a penis. Everyone, look.
A penis and your hole. I believe also my brother. Good penis though. Looks really nice.
It's
so
a little lumpy.
That got some really good laughs. I enjoyed that a lot. We'll hang this up on our wall for sure with all the other stuff from this show that people have sent in and whatnot. But I wanted to. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about the Basement Boys? Do you see their show making it much longer?
I know nothing about their show. I've never heard it before. Don't know anything about it, but I'm a skeptic. That's for sure. It seems like a train wreck times 10.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But it's an amusing and pretty to watch train wreck.
It is also
it's
very
one of the ones you just got to watch.
Just because it's like I don't even know what he's going to do. He might kill him. I don't know. I have to watch.
It's like when I stumbled upon some dude who was like he was missing his leg, but he was using his leg to fuck some guy in the ass. I couldn't stop watching it.
We saw a guy like that out at the lake. He had his leg in a cast, and it's all gravel and shit, and he's in this wheelchair, and he's pushing himself off the dock, and that's cool, and then he hits the gravel, and he just gets stuck. And then I figure his wife would come by to push him. No, this little, like, what, 5 or 6-year-old
kid?
Yeah. And the kid comes down there, he's like, give Grandpa a push. And the kid starts trying to push this old man missing a leg, and the other one's in a cast or whatever. It was so fun.
Bong the Gong says it won't let me call in. What's wrong with the voicemail?
Skype the jam hole, 406-204-4687. I don't know. It should work. I haven't tested it, but...
You want me to call you?
It should work. No, not right now. Hold on. Are we on? Yeah, it should all be good, dude. I don't know. Sorry if it doesn't work.
I don't know. We'll test it later.
I was going to look and call him, but I don't have his number here, so... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we got plenty to talk about anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. Sorry, dude. Maybe feedback. I don't know.
It's always Wednesday.
Oh, there we go. Yes, caller, you're live on the Gem Hole.
Holla.
It's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G? Work for you.
Hey.
No wonder it's busy. This fucker's trying to call in.
I was like, no, I'm not trying to call in. I was just seeing if this works.
Oh, okay, well, thanks, man. It works. How you doing?
I'm all
right. Right on. How's work? Good?
Boring.
Boring, of course. Thank God you got podcasts.
Another stack of ERs.
Of course. All right, man. Well, thanks for showing him that it does work, and he's just a retard. Probably still stoned.
Yep.
All right, man. Holla back.
That awesome medical will do that to you.
That it definitely will do that. So, yeah, I don't know. I enjoy their show. I like the interaction between the two. I don't like it when they try to copy Minor Detail, because I really don't like those guys. They're pretentious.
I've never even listened to them just because I don't care.
Not that funny. They're full of themselves, and it's just not a funny show for me. But whatever. Different things for different people. I don't hate anyone, but it's cool. So.
What?
What?
You don't hate anybody?
Not, like, hate. I don't listen to shows.
Oh, you're just talking about podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hate people.
Yeah, okay.
Lots of them.
Bro. I hate
new
people.
Problem.
But yeah, I mean, I can understand. Like, even the Da Theory. Like, I don't listen to it, but I don't hate them. They're just people that have kids that they hate. Whatever, it's fine. So, I tried to give you guys, MDS Burger and Johnny, since they came all the way out here, and it is a long way to go. It's not near anything. It's not like, oh, on my way to wherever, I'll stop in Montana and hang out.
No, it's like,
you're going to Montana because you're going to Montana,
right.
Not anything like that. So, I figure since they came all the way out here to see a 1-hour fucking show, we might as well hang out and show them the stuff.
It was like us
and
flying to New York to see a stand-up
right,
show.
But, and Richard right. Cheese and the Upright Citizens Brigade. And, you know, we did some shit.
I guess
and
we did some stuff.
This isn't like New York. There's no clubs. There's no bands.
Everything
there's nothing
way expensive. Things here are not that expensive.
That's true. Things here are much, much cheaper. But so I wanted to, you know, give them the full experience. I wanted to take them to all the places we talk about on the show and, you know, do things like fall.
Buns on the Lake.
Yeah, so.
Know, Bojangles.
Let's just go right down. Buns by the Lake. What'd you think of that place?
Aces?
Bojangles. We went there. What'd you think about that?
Yeah.
Aces, except for the waitress,
yeah,
bitch.
Oh, Annie, Dreamboat Annie.
Dreamboat Annie. Thought I was on drugs, but I wasn't, and now we're not together, because she's a bitch.
Loser.
Didn't give me her phone number, only her friend's phone number, so I had to call her to talk to Annie.
But
not mad.
But that was so good, we went back again, did biscuits and gravy.
Today, and actually talked to her, so.
Yeah,
this is the
you
girl.
Went back today.
Yeah, so
yeah, this, we went back for seconds, as they say.
You guys remember a long time ago, I met this girl at Bojangles, and I went there and I left her a note, and she ended up calling me from her friend's phone, of course. And we went out and we hung out, and everything was cool. And then she came over and watched the show. Everything was cool, or no, she got here after the show and said I was on drugs, and I was like, I quit doing drugs. I'm not on drugs. She's like, your eyes are dilated. You're on drugs. And meanwhile,
what the fuck
she
are
was
you to say I'm on drugs.
Meanwhile, she was the one that was drunk and couldn't, you know, saying that I was doing drugs. I'm like, I just got done with the show. I'm a little amped up right now. Maybe that's why, or maybe because I like you. Maybe that's why my eyes are dilated. And she's like, no, you're on drugs. And that was the end of that. So I go to Bojangles because it's great food and whatever, and it's fairly cheap.
You think because you take the Suboxone that it does that? Makes your eyes dilated at
all?
No,
that would make them more pinpointy, if anything. And that's the funny thing. The only thing that would dilate your pupils are acid or any kind of stimulants, which I don't do anyway.
Yeah,
so
all the things that you like to do make your eyeballs all pinpointy.
Exactly. Yeah. So she was just crazy. You could tell she'd been hurt before, and she doesn't trust anybody. And so we went in there when it was what? Me, MDS, Danny. Was
Burger.
Johnny and Burger or just Burger?
Just Burger.
Just
right,
Burger.
Johnny had left already. So we went in there and I saw her working and I'm like, oh.
Well, first you saw her friend and you said.
Right, that's
oh,
the one
there,
who's.
There's the one I have to talk to. That's the go between.
Right, there was the chick whose number I had and then I didn't think she was working and then we saw her. I was like, dude, that's her. And she. What did you think? You saw her.
Spinner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see the look she gave me, though?
Yeah. Little,
daggers?
Little evil eye, and then I saw a little whispering between her and the glasses girl. They were doing a little collaboration, whispering,
so
and strategizing.
You went up to pay the bill, and that's when you saw all this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Spinner kept kind of looking over her shoulder, checking you out. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
With a hateful glance. So then we go back there, you know, when we leave and everything, we come back today. And she's in there, and I, you know, the last time I kind of waved on my way out, and she just kind of looked and was like,
well,
like,
it's kind of a problem because you can't remember her name.
Annie.
You couldn't remember her name.
Not at the time.
Which is bad.
And then when we went up to pay.
You liked her, you went out with her, and
yeah.
You can't remember her name?
If that would have worked out, you wouldn't maybe be here right now, babe. And that's what me and MDS were talking about. We're like, could you see what the show would be like if I would have stuck with her, if she would have actually gave me a fucking chance instead of being a cunt?
It would have been a Right to Life show, I think.
I think so, too. And I think if Brayden would have bailed after that, I would have been fucked. Because she's not the kind of girl that would put it all out there like Danny does. No fucking way. And she's definitely not as amusing. And no, Danny's got hips, which I enjoy. She is kind of real skinny and...
Yeah, this was just... It would have been a spinner show.
Yeah, no boobs, no ass, just flat. But she had a pretty face, and she was nice. So,
she had a pretty face
was,
on top of, like, a stick.
And I was desperate, so whatever.
Take but, whatever you can get.
Yeah, exactly. Bong the Gong says, I call that fuck... I censor. You guys need to cuss better with periods and shit. Something Bojangles, choice breasts, legs, and thighs. I totally ruined that, sorry. And then Wesley Bauer says some people get fired for that word.
No, how he says it, some people get fired for them words.
Oh, is that how
he's
Wesley
from Georgia.
Talks?
It's
really?
So great. I love this kid.
Fantastic.
Seriously, going to working at Dave's with him, oh my God, his accent is so hilarious.
Oh, that makes more sense. Bong the Gong says, I call that bitch Bojangles, choice breasts, legs, and thighs.
Nice.
That makes sense, and I'll give that a ding, absolutely.
Well, at least the legs.
At least the legs and the thighs.
Well, I'm glad you like big boobs and hips, okay?
Me
that's
too,
what I
babe.
Got, okay?
Because she did seem a little icy. And
yeah.
And
like, I am really curious to know what happened, though. You know, why something has to happen for a chick to become like that.
I should go
like
and, you know, and be like, hey, why'd you fucking turn my man down?
Hey, what happened?
Is he not good enough for you?
He's not good enough for you, bitch. And then boom, right in the face.
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 Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
I'll do it.
But that was just humorous to see the whole backstory
it.
Thing.
The
yeah. Oh,
tension.
I saw it.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted you guys that have been listening for a little bit to be like, this is this place. This is what I'm talking about here. And I showed you when we were at the Falf Park. This is the place where I talked about launching over the tee on my mountain bike. And you saw it. Yeah. You're like, whoa, dude. Like, yeah, that was fucking nuts. It's hard to describe it with words until you can actually see the fucking floater. And you're like, holy shit, dude.
So, Danny, you didn't know that was the girl, did you, when we were in there?
No, I knew who it was. I'd seen her before.
Have you?
Really? Mm-hmm.
She might have been working way back when me and you first got together, kind of, and we were all sitting there with my brother and his girlfriend, my mom, and remember?
No,
my
it
brother's,
was after that.
Remember, though, my brother's girlfriend was like, so you guys should do this, and you're like, well, we're not together yet. We might not be together then. She kept, like, being like, oh, let's make plans for this, and you're like, well, we're
let's
not dating.
Double date. I'm like, dude, I don't date.
We're
go
not dating
yourself.
Yet. I'm not his girlfriend.
I just fuck him. I don't know if you know this or
that's
not.
That's what it was. It's totally. And she was like, what? How does that? My brother's
like,
yeah, that's a woman. Right there. I love it.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And it was so great because I was talking to your brother. I'm like, how long y'all been together? He's like, too fucking long.
yeah. She
was so unhappy for a little while.
She's cool, but my brother's, I'm not going to talk. Whatever. She's cool. He's cool, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, Johnny from Tucson, that was the next thing after the Bojangles Ice Grill I wrote down. That was daggers,
Bojangles
man.
It was frosty in there.
Wasn't it? Oh, man, I kept thinking, like...
Did you get a milkshake frosty thing?
But, no, I got biscuits and gravy. We both had biscuits and gravy.
But, you know,
biscuits
the interesting thing is that it may have been frosty, but it seemed like there might have been just a chance of a thaw.
Of regret, maybe?
Of
no,
jealousy.
Just a chance of a thaw. It was icy, but it wasn't...
When when she saw me and Danny together and she was like, damn, I did maybe fuck up or whatever.
Well, today, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because I actually said words. I was like, how are you doing?
Well,
because
I made you do it, you coward.
Well,
oh, you actually talked to her?
Yeah,
I made him do it. He's such a coward.
He's like, you should say hi to her this time. I'm like, why? I don't have anything to say to her.
All right, what'd
she
say?
Just do it. I'm like, hi, how's it going? She's like, good. I'm like... Married yet? Got kids yet? She's like, no kids, thank God. Or what'd she
never,
say? No
never kid. Having kids, never getting married. Thank you.
See, which leads me to believe that it wasn't me that fucked up, but someone hurt her. And that's sad because she's a nice girl.
Well, I still say, never getting having kids. I wouldn't mind getting married, but that's not the first thing on my fucking list.
Oh, yeah? Are you proposing?
Hey, whose phone's on not silent at all?
prick. You know, maybe you could have been the next guy to her.
It's Ryan asking if he's a winner for the iPod contest.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I told him I would text him if he won, which he did not.
Chicken dinner.
He didn't, which is why I didn't text him. Yeah. But.
Did you get a text that you won, idiot?
No. Thank you. You should totally just text that back. Did I text you and say that you won?
I don't have time for that. I just said no. Thank you.
All right, so she felt like, did it feel like remorse? Like, man, I should have stayed with it?
No, probably not that, but just like, I probably should have gave him a chance instead of just being a total cunt.
Well, you know what? If you get hurt, big fucking deal, dude. I don't know how many times I've been hurt, but you know what?
That's what happens.
It makes you awesome.
Yeah.
Because then you know what? You turn around and get some poor defenseless fuck, you hurt the shit out of him, and it makes you feel awesome. Awesome.
I don't think she's awesome yet.
Her?
No, Annie.
Yeah.
Danny's awesome.
And from what I hung out, real religious, I think, and just not my type at all. And I definitely could not see her hosting this show with me. Danny stepped up when Braden bailed, and she's done a good job, I think.
Hell yeah.
She worked it through 250.
Hell yeah.
In front of all those people.
Did it.
You did it good, babe. I was proud.
For a little bit, I had to look over the crowd and not in
it. I was worried that you were going to see how many people came and you were going to freeze up a little bit, but you did.
No, I would never freeze up. I would never freeze up because I know, you know, it means a lot to you. It means a lot to me. It's something, you know, awesome for the both of us and stuff or whatever. And, oops.
Did your friend Smashley find her big fat cock after the live show?
She showed me a pretty sweet picture on her phone. Some dude was sending it to her.
Of a big dick?
Yeah, it's fucking huge. And it's got a big ass tattoo on the cock, too. I don't even know what it is. It's like some viney looking thing that wraps all the way around the cock. Oh, dude.
Wow.
It's huge.
But pictures of fat cocks don't count, though.
That's right. Ask
Shazam.
She
was looking for a real one up the butt.
That's right.
Did she get one?
No.
You can't print the picture out, roll it up, and fuck yourself with it. I mean, I guess you could. You probably get paper cut.
Self-service, man. Number one. Boom.
Yeah.
I think she was drowning her sorrows instead.
Yeah. She was pretty wasted. And
at the end of the night, drinks were free, and I just started making her drinks. I'm like, hey, baby, you want a drink? You want some rum and coke?
I have to mention this. That was pretty awesome. I thought if I would have been the Basement Boys, I probably would have thought not so awesome. But so they get up there ready to do their thing.
Here's
Ashley.
Just fucking
drunk,
faded.
Drunk as fuck, yelling.
The jam hole!
Fuck these guys. Where's the jam hole?
Boys.
The jam hole. I felt so bad for Warren and Josh when she was doing that. But it was so fucking funny. It was brilliant. So thank you. Again, to Ashley and MDS and everybody that came up, man. We had a fucking amazing time, and we're definitely going to do it again.
Oh, Bong the Gong says she seemed more interested in trying to make that other girl show her pierced nipples.
I know.
Which is Rochelle.
Well, and I was...
She's like, look, she's so cute. Ah!
I know. I was like, now smell her.
Now lick her.
Now kiss her. That's how you do it. I tried. It's on the video.
That's so horrible.
So tell us about how was camping up in the park. We talked about this a little bit on the first show you were up here with and you were on.
Yeah, we said we were going to do it.
Right. And then we did it. Not too bad. We didn't camp. We came out and visited you guys for a bit.
It was freezing balls the first night.
Right.
A little crowded. Got less crowded and warmer next night. Less crowded and warmer the next night. It was great. And the best thing was the redneck campfire that we had.
Yep, that's what I was going to mention. So everyone up there is burning logs and stuff. And we had logs, but they were all the way up in my mom's house. So we didn't want to go up there. MDS texted me. I was like, you know, do you guys need us to bring anything when we come out there? Because I got off early. Danny took the day off. We went up there and, you know, met him around 2 or so. He's like, bring pallets. So I'm thinking, all right, we're going to break the pallets apart and
That's
burn the
wood.
That's
what I was thinking, too. I'm like, man, I hope they have a hammer or
We something. Get up there, and they're like, where's the crowbar? And I'm like, what crowbar, bro? I didn't bring a crowbar. So Burger is sitting there trying to, like, stomp on these pallets. And we get a pallet of 80-pound salt bags, and there's probably, I don't know, man. I don't know how many bags they put on those, but they're stacked up taller than me with 80-pound bags.
What you're getting at, these are not wimpy pallets.
No, these are the fucking hefty pallets, man.
Yeah, these are super strong, like Walmart fucking garden center pallets.
Yeah, these carry some weight for sure. So Bong the Gong says the bro bar.
Nice.
Should have brought the bro bar out. But so Burger's there trying to like stomp on him and
shit.
Yeah,
I thought he's gonna herniate himself.
I know.
Yanking that shit apart.
I kept waiting for his leg to just snap. I'm like, dude, that is stronger than your bones, probably. But what we ended up doing was you got the fire going, and
they
then
got
you had,
that going really good because
well before you had the coals for the charcoal because we were going to cook some food, and then we had a little fire there, and then after you know we cooked and shit, and we just
wait
threw
who
the,
cooked
what
Excuse
you
me?
Cooked
right
because you're the cook
right
that's what your trade is
did it
right
got it
how did she cook you had an order. I don't believe it was filled. I believe you had to send it back twice to the kitchen.
It was a little shaky, but conditions were a little rough, so I think she proved herself.
You're gonna let
you know what? My
hood
vents were clogged. The fucking maintenance guy was out. My pilots went in light. I don't know what's going on, dude.
She seemed to cook better than she fished.
That is absolutely true.
And you know
true.
What? Fuck you, Wesley Bowers, who says she sucks as a cook. Go fuck yourself, dude.
The truth comes out. You did not get manager because you weren't good enough.
No, we gave her these already cooked brats, and we said, you think you can cook these?
And she's like, I don't know.
I dropped one on the fucking fire.
So Burger was like giving her the meat. He's like, I want the 90-degree diamonds on it.
Yeah, right,
dark.
Dude. Not on the fucking
she's
campfire.
Like,
are you kidding me?
No fucking way.
And I asked for medium rare, and that shit wasn't that close.
I don't give a fuck. Sorry.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem.
And Wesley Bowers, I think you know damn fucking straight that I was the best fucking cook that ever walked in the famous slave.
When we were talking about the pallets, Rightmonger says the don't burn good pallets.
Mm-hmm.
No, these were the burn the fuck up the whole forest
right, but
pallets.
I think what he's saying is don't burn these pallets because they're the good pallets.
Oh, okay.
Yes, those ones.
Because they shoot ambers 18 feet into the fucking
because
air.
We actually sell those back to people.
Especially
that's why.
When you ADD people start playing with the pallets while they're burning.
And then jump over them while they're on fire.
We were playing some
Matt
Jack.
Matt, be nimble. Matt, be quick.
Mac jumped over the pallet and burned his ass. That was fun. But yeah, so we ended up not being able to take them apart, and we just threw the whole fucking pallet on there. And then we're looking, and all the other campsites have nice logs in their fire, and here's us just redneck camping with the fucking pallet.
We just throw the whole thing
just
on top of it. Fuck it.
It was fire. Great. And then Burger breaks out an MRE. And I want to talk about this, because I had never seen an MRE before.
Me either.
Never tasted it, never seen it. These things are fucking crazy, dude. It's like a meal in a bag.
There must have been 25 packets in that thing.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I know.
You open up, and we got some pictures of these. I'm sure they'll be up all over the jamhole.com and the forums and the MySpace and the Facebooks and all that shit. You guys can find it. You know where it's at. But you open it up, and it's all these different bags, and then there's these instructions because the thing that cooks it is a chemical reaction.
I know, it's
he's
so
like,
weird.
There's a line that you're supposed to fill it up with water, and
he's
the water.
Like, this isn't doing it yet. It's not hot. And then he's like dropping it. Ah, it's fucking burning me!
Yeah, and all this hydrogen spilling out of it and shit.
It's so bad. Like, everybody's running from it. He like puts it down, folds it over, and sits it on something, and he just kind of walks away from it. He's like, it's gonna explode. I'm not sure.
Rightmonger says, tasty, and Red Fox says, they have those at a camping store here. So I didn't know you could buy it.
They sell MREs.
MREs. I thought it was government only.
Well, Burger did also say that the MRE that he got was the worst in comparison to any other MRE.
Right, because he got it from a buddy of his.
You know,
and
that really sucks. You get it from your buddy, and your buddy gives you the worst fucking kind ever.
The thing is, his buddy was in the army, and the thing is, they ate all the good ones. He got what was left. And what was it? Like,
wait, Wesley Bauer says the chocolate milk is flammable. Fucking MREs, dude.
No,
I bet you because there was chocolate milk or like cocoa or whatever in there. I bet you that shit was fucking flammable.
Well, I tell you what, the M&M's in there were damn good.
They were a little stale, I gotta say.
Were they?
Yeah, they were.
I didn't
they
notice.
They were a little hard. Like if you sucked on them for a minute, they were good. But if you tried to just bite right in,
I was a little baked, so I didn't notice. But
like I said, you would have ate cat litter at that point. Would have been mad.
It looked like dog food after he had it all.
Yes,
what was it? Do you remember?
Chicken salsa.
Mexican chicken salsa. And yeah, dude, by the time he heated it up, the chicken salsa part, and it came with a little Tabasco thing and little M&Ms, and they're supposed to, I guess, just be made for high calories, like get your energy in quick and be done. It's
and
not
then go kill people.
Exactly. And that's what it said, something on there. I forget what the saying was.
Some sort of propaganda military. Yeah. High nutrition makes for good soldiers or something
like that. Yeah, that blew my mind. It's like, eat this and kill people. Exactly. But yeah, I could see, though, if you were out in the shit and you had nothing else to eat, it was like scorpions or the MRE. I'm going to eat the MRE.
Yeah,
even though I'm
true.
Picky, I would have still eaten it probably. I would have swallowed it or something.
Well, as bad as the MRE was, I think that's probably the least of your problems if you're out in the middle of fucking Iraq.
Exactly. That's definitely the least of your worries. Like, which MRE are we going to have tonight? Oh, incoming. Fuck. You know? Yeah. It's interesting, though. I've never seen that done before. You know, an MRE actually opened and cooked. So it was interesting to see the process and all that. It was a learning experience. So, who wrecked my car?
It was a team effort.
Okay. Danny, passenger seat, nav, MDS, driver's seat, driver. Right. Who wrecked my car? Show of hands. Who wrecked my car? Both you motherfuckers.
I said, hey,
you
it's right there.
You motherfuckers, that was my baby, and you totaled it. No, you didn't total it.
Crickets.
Dude, I was just like, hey, there's it. There it is. He's like, okay. So, and he goes to turn in, he hits the fucking curb. I'm like, what are you doing?
There was no curb cut.
We went to Charlie Wong's to eat, and we had to take two rides. I had me, Burger, and Johnny, and then MDS and Dana in the car. And we got there first, and I should have known better because Danny doesn't know her way around town yet, which is weird because you've lived here for how fucking long?
I don't know. 3 years.
A while. So they're going down to Charlie Wong's, and it's right off the highway, and they totally miss the turn and go right over the curb in my little Subaru.
Well,
we hit the curb and had to back up because
you
go over.
Are
it.
You serious?
No, I didn't go over the curb.
You motherfucker.
It just went dunk.
Red Fox says, what the fuck is with you people and cars?
I know,
well,
right?
At least
pretty much all week is what happened is we going by, and Danny says, there it went. that's Danny's navigation is, oh, there it went.
I rotor is supposed to be on. It's right there. Look, it's in the rearview mirror now.
I could totally see that.
It's happened about 6 times this week, and then Burger did it a couple, too. But I've pretty much been blown by things all week.
Yeah, but what do you think of the town? Pretty easy to figure out. It's a real basic grid
It's
structure.
Nice. It actually is a little bigger than I thought it was. It's not quite BF Egypt.
Right. We have Best Buy, finally.
It's reasonable. It's a nice town. It's a beautiful valley.
Yeah.
Cool flying in, looking down over the valley. It really is a valley. You know, some places...
It's like a giant pothole. I kid you not.
So, some places where they call valley, like, what is it in Back to the Future? Mill Valley?
Right. Hill Valley.
Yeah, Hill Valley.
Yeah,
Mill Valley.
Yeah.
It's just a flat place.
Or like Hidden Valley or Pleasant Valley. All those places, it's not what I would consider a valley.
This is a fucking valley. You look on every side. You do a 360,
a
there's mountains on all sides of you. This is the real valley.
For sure. And I could totally imagine it way back in the day when the settlers came here and they were like, all these fucking mountains that are like, fuck. And they went over the first mountain and they saw the valley and they were like, oh. It was like what Johnny kept comparing it to was Oregon Trail. When you beat Oregon Trail and it's like, welcome to Paradise Valley. Like, he's like, dude, this looks just like that.
Is this some video game?
Yeah, Oregon Trail. You back in the day when we were like 8 or 9, probably. That was on the Apple IIc, Apple IIe systems, I believe. Not on Xbox.
Crickets.
Oregon Trail.
Crickets.
Also, though, I thought they were remaking that game, which will be kind of cool.
Crickets.
Anyway,
crickets. Crickets.
So,
show, quick.
We found an SD card. I did want to mention that someone lost it, but then we found out who the owner was. Let's talk about my tattoo. You guys, focus your attention over here to my camera.
Keith the Girl tattoo? A new jam hole tattoo?
No, that would be a bullet wound tattoo.
Right, so we're shooting guns and shit.
Wait, let's go ahead and explain this one first. I was shooting the fucking 9 and the bitch hit me in the forehead and you're like, you gotta hold it like this so it doesn't hit you in the face.
And then I fucking go and take a couple shots and the shell lands right in my shirt and it burned the fuck out of me. fantastic.
It was so funny. You're like,
Which is pretty funny considering you're giving shit to all of us for shooting like a girl.
Right.
You say, well, here's the way you do it. Doos, 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 doos. And then you do like the little Mexican dance.
And I screamed while I had the gun in my hand. I'm like, fuck. But yeah, that's all on the video. So you guys will be able to see MDS shooting a gun for the first time in how long?
30 years.
30 years. You did pretty good, I gotta say.
Maybe 40 years.
Wow. You're dating yourself now, bud. So you were 10 when you held it, subtract that, carry the one. And then what'd you think of shooting? Pretty fun, just a little 9. We were just messing around, you know.
Is a 9 little? I thought a 9 wasn't
a 9
little.
Is little.
Compared to a 45, yeah. Compared to a 22, no.
Compared to everything else I have, yes.
Well, right. Nah. You guys have fucking elephant burgers.
I have an arsenal.
Berger and I agreed we got a little more respect for cops now, and Berger hadn't shot in forever, too.
Right.
Because we couldn't hit a fucking thing.
Well, and honestly, we were way far back. The common handgun shooting is 5 to 15 feet. All... what's the statistic? I forget what it is. Something about all firearm transfers or interactions, I guess you want to call it. Whenever cops shoot at criminals or anything like that, anything involving a handgun, it's generally 5 to 10 feet or 5 to 15 feet. So we were a good 30 feet away shooting this target.
We also just got enough tutorial on how not to kill ourselves. You didn't teach us how to aim.
Right. I just said point and click.
You just said Don't point at yourself. Don't point at me. Now pull the click.
And then what do you do when you fucking get burnt in the chest? You turn around with the shit loaded and ready to cock.
I had it pointing
whatever.
At the ground.
You had it pointing at my leg.
Well, lucky didn't go off then, huh?
I would have killed you.
I do have a picture I got to post, though, of you being not so safe with a gun.
You mean me not treating every gun as if it were loaded?
Even if it is?
Even if it was? That was a good picture.
That
though.
Is a good picture.
That's going to be...
Because, dude, Johnny's looking at you like, oh, shit.
That's going to be the next album cover I come out with for my hip-hop shit.
That's the best since you tried to kill Braden.
Right. I remember that. That was so awful.
Stop trying to kill people.
I apologize.
You were stoned out of your mind that night you tried to kill Braden.
Yes.
You were gone.
I will admit to that, absolutely. So, and then, the last thing I did want to mention before we do a few stories here and then probably call it an evening is David.
What about him?
David at Anna's, you know, one of the owners. Really awesome.
He did get a sweet tattoo recently.
Very sweet tattoo.
Very, very good color.
Did you draw that?
Kind of.
No? I thought that was the design.
He had the sweet idea for it, and I was drawing something similar to it. But it wasn't quite what he has.
Okay, because it looked like the thing you had drawn for.
It's not exactly that. But what the guy did, it's really good. I really like it.
Yeah.
The color is fucking
beautiful,
popping,
especially
dude.
Up above where all those little squiggles.
It's a big-ass fucking skull, and it looks like it's coming out of some colored flameage cloud shit.
We'll have him send us the picture.
It's really nice. I'm really proud of him. It's really fucking cool.
But
looks
what
like
I,
he's holding the ink really well, too.
Yeah, definitely. But... All
for a ginger.
All ginger kids hold ink well.
No, they do not.
Really?
Ginger kids are hard as
you
fuck
almost
to
said
hold ink.
Ginger chicks.
Yeah, ginger kids are really hard to hold ink.
What
dude,
is a ginger kid?
A ginger kid?
David and Chris.
A human that suffers from gingivitis.
No, you idiot.
Red hair, freckles, pasty skin. A redhead.
Okay, Danny, what's a ginger kid?
The same thing.
A redhead. Okay. Ginger
a redhead.
Kid.
Well, when you're calling him an idiot, that makes me think he's bullshitting me.
He is an idiot, but...
Hey, but he's just an idiot, but he... And telling the truth?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I'm a truth-telling idiot. Watch
all
out.
All right, thanks.
When he said suffers from gingivitis, that's what
I called
him.
Hold on. I didn't say gingivitis. I said gingivitis. Different.
Whatever.
Look it up.
It is really hard to get ginger kids to hold ink because the red just will not stay in their skin because their pigment is really light. It won't hold
I figured because the pigment was so light, any ink that went in there would hold really well.
The freckles reject it. The fucking, their like pasty white skin rejects it.
Wow.
Skin like mine and like yours that barely have any freckles that are, you know, don't burn very often. Very, very, you know, not dark, but not light.
Holds ink,
not
all
nice
right.
in between, dude. No, it holds fucking ink perfect, dude.
All right.
Dude, when I was in a tattoo shop, I loved tattooing on mixed kids.
Really?
Like half black, half white. They held the best fucking ink. Get off my head, I'll kill you.
So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much to him and his whole family, because it was amazing having the show there. We rearranged that fucking restaurant, and we partied there till probably 4 in the morning. So thank you again to that. What I want to mention is that, whoa, dude. Whoa. When it was at the end of the night, and maybe this was my bad because we had to rearrange all the chairs so no one's back was towards us, so everyone could see while they were sitting, I failed to take a picture of how the restaurant looked before. But having said that,
you should have done that so we could put it together.
Well, I didn't do that because I assumed that, okay, David and Chris are there, the two kids whose dad owns the place, so they own the place. They would know where the fuck their chairs went.
They sit there and stare at it all day, every day.
I know. And
this looked
so
right.
We're like, all right, we got all the equipment packed up. The Basement Boys were done. Everyone's done. It's like 3:30 in the morning.
I got everything in the fucking truck. I'm ready to go.
We're done. All right, let's get out of here. We got to put all the chairs back the way they were.
And we
David,
still stop by your shop to drop off the fucking speakers and the goddamn mixer.
Thank you to Sticks and Picks. Ron, you're
fucking
the man.
A.
Awesome. That worked fucking
oh
fabulous.
Oh, my God. And Chris running it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Ryan. All your guys' names will be in the credits of the live show video,
oh, yeah,
of course.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
thank you guys so much. We definitely couldn't have done it without y'all. But I'm like, all right, let's put the shit back. He's like, okay, this table goes over there, I think. I'm like, I don't need I think. I'm tired.
I know.
I've been up since 7 in the morning.
Tell me what
I
to
worked.
Do. I just want to go home.
I fucking worked all day. I got off work early
yep.
because I busted my ass to get it done early.
I didn't even get off early. I fucking was at work all day.
Yeah, we worked, and then we went and home.
And we
packed up
the
shit.
Night before the show, we didn't sleep at all.
Gnarly.
I didn't fucking sleep because you were awake all goddamn night
I'm
and tossing
sorry.
The blanket. I mean, I'm sweating my ass off. I kept waking up.
That's right. So we're ready to go.
And then we fucking worked all
go.
Damn day. Ugh.
And so he's like, I think this goes here. And he was pretty drunk, granted. He was
mm-hmm.
pretty fucking... I think
I told him straight up, I was like, you're my bartender, drink what you want.
Yeah, I think
that
besides,
was a bad idea.
Besides Josh of the Basement Boys, he was the most wasted there. I'd like to give out that award right now. Congratulations.
Josh did a great job.
Josh
was like,
wasted.
$3 shots. He's like, I'm there.
Congratulations on that sweater vest. No one can pull that off with a comb over quite like you, Josh. Beautiful.
He was sucking his
but
in his
so basically,
the entire time. It was so great.
Yeah.
I got him to push it out for me. He looked like he's Prego.
Drink a little beers.
Well, you had a strategy so to get these people drunk. $4 shots. Cheap booze, $4 shots. $3 shots. $2 shots. $1
free
shots.
Booze.
Free booze.
Free booze.
Free kittens.
But yeah, so David didn't have a fucking clue where the shit went. So we're like, well, let's just do it the way we think. And so we go there today. And we talked to Chris, and he's like, yeah, that wasn't anywhere near where everything was supposed to go. So nice job, David. But seriously,
wow.
Thank you for that. That was we had an amazing time. Dinner was awesome at 8. Everyone showed up. How many people were at dinner, you think? About 12,
like
13?
16.
15, maybe? 16?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right on. And then, yeah, MDS counted about 40 people. I counted about 50 people at the very beginning. And then some people, you know, left during the show.
I think
then,
at the most, it was about 50.
Yeah,
you know.
So we filled the place for sure for
oh,
our
yeah.
first live show. It was brilliant. It was the most amazing time, and we're definitely going to do it again. So
we're going to have to, too, because
oh, for sure.
awesome.
And just to have a whole restaurant that you can do wherever the fuck you want, it's like 3 in the morning. We're running out back smoking weed, fucking being
taking
like,
shots like,
party, super party, the jam hole, fuck yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
The one thing I did want to mention, and we've been talking about this a little bit, but I want to mention on the show, none of my friends showed up.
A couple of mine did.
None of my friends. I mean, friends that I'm friends with now, but when I say none of my friends show up, I mean... For example, the kids that were at my dad's funeral, for instance. The kids I grew
aww.
Up with that are my age, that are like my friends. A lot of them shunned me since back when I was shooting up drugs and shit, they quit hanging out with me. But now that I was better, I've been hanging out with them a little bit, none of them showed up. Which blows my mind that we had that many people there and none of my friends that were like my friends, you know?
Is check this out. You know how many people I've been telling you about this constantly since I started working at Teletech. I'm like, dude, every day I got at least 3, 4, 5 people coming up to me and asking me, hey, what's that logo on your sweatshirt? And I give them stickers. I give them cards. I talk to them all about it. I'm totally nice about it every time. This is accumulated over the past
5 weeks, 6 weeks you've been there.
About,
right,
yeah.
Right, five,
since
6 weeks.
Since you started, huh?
Since I started. And it's just, you know, you would figure, and I've told everybody, I'm like, you know, we're having this awesome live show, and blah, 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 blah. And every day people come up to me, hey, what day is that live show? That's what
I know,
right?
You can
what
tell
day
them
is that live show?
Every day, and they
every
will still ask you,
fuck
when is it?
Day.
I got it after
hey,
the
it's
live
tomorrow,
show.
Tomorrow, dumb shit.
I got it after. I was like, hey,
I
didn't
got text
see you
messages
there.
Just during the show.
Nice. When's your live show? Is it tomorrow? Next
now.
Week?
Now.
It's right now, ass fuck.
Right.
Thanks.
Now.
Thanks.
But seriously, only I got Corey that showed up.
How do you remember to go to work every day?
Right.
Like, we've been telling you, it's all over the site. It's all over the posters. It's all over everything. Hey, when's the live show? It was 2 days ago. You missed
right,
it.
Right, right. No, I had
but that's
my
fine.
Friend Corey.
Honestly,
from...
if there would have been any more people there, it would have been too
but
full.
But seriously, with how many people I've told at Teletech and stuff and how many people said that they were coming and blah, blah, blah.
You work with
I
a bunch
had
of liars.
Sven,
bunch of liars.
I had Corey, and I had some other chick with blonde hair that I forgot her name.
Nice.
And
nice.
That's about it, dude. I had like 3, maybe 4 people. I'm probably forgetting somebody. They're going to get pissed later, but I don't care. Corey's like my favorite that I work with. She's,
and Ashley.
She yeah.
She
well,
was
Ashley does not work
looking
with
for
me.
Big cop.
Well, and Rochelle works with me, but she was coming regardless.
Yeah, she doesn't count.
Corey's
right.
Cool as shit. She's gay. She totally hit on me and caught me off guard.
Obviously.
No, dude, I hadn't said anything about you yet, and she had no idea that I had a boyfriend
no,
or that I was
I mean,
straight or anything.
Obviously, when I first saw her, I was like,
well,
whoa.
Well, yeah, of course.
Whoa, Dyke.
Right.
How's it going?
No, she's totally cool, though.
She
but,
is cool.
Like, she
she's
came
cool
up,
spot.
And she's, we were talking, and she's like, hey, you know, how long have you been with your boyfriend?
Wesley Bauer says, I was one of them. Sorry, I'm a nobody. Oh, well. Wow, bitch.
Hey, you don't work at Teletech. I was talking about Teletechies. Not famous slaves.
Well,
Rick.
Thank you for coming, Wesley Bowser.
I got nobody from famous slaves, so go fuck yourself. Anyway, no, but like before I'd even said anything about us being together at all, she was like, "So, how long have you and your boyfriend been together?" And I totally just fell right into it. I'm
like
oh,
longer,
it's like this long, or blah blah blah. And she's like, "Yeah, I figured."
You know what I would have said?
Huh?
Longer than I've been a lesbian. Because you're a... Yeah.
Dude, she's so fucking cool, though. She's super cool. She's awesome. I like hanging out with her on break and stuff, so...
Well, what I thought was interesting, it was a really interesting mix in the crowd. It wasn't
yes.
just fans.
Yes.
And it wasn't just friends. There were new people that you didn't know who they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, there was people I yeah, had no
they,
idea who they were.
Or couples that you didn't know who they were. So I don't know if they just
yep.
saw the sign or what, but...
And they stayed for the whole show.
Yeah, and the show was sort of geared toward that mix of people, too. You did a really good job.
I tried.
That because I wouldn't have anticipated that there would be that many new people there. There were a lot of people that I could tell they didn't actually know a lot about the show, or if they did, they weren't caught up.
Right, and that's when, at the beginning, I tried to catch everyone up, like, all right, we're the Jam Hole. We do these 3 days a week. This is our 250th episode. That's why you're all here. You
so
know?
I think exactly. you did a good job that'll work. The video will work both for
right.
new fans and for fans that are completely caught up.
Everyone
I think everybody's going to get a kick out
yeah.
of it, and you did a really good job of that.
And well, thank you, and I've never... had to interact with an audience live like that. It's always
it was
in the chat.
So
and
awesome!
I can read in the chat whenever, but when there's an audience right there yelling shit at me, and I'm having to work with that and my notes and what I brought and you, it was interesting, but it was a blast, and I would definitely do it
was,
again.
The
for
first
sure.
time that I personally got to do the kaboom.
That's right. Uh-huh. Everyone, you guys, I can't wait till
Other
this
than
video is
in
done.
The kitchen and mocking it while you're editing it.
Of course,
so.
Which you do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Cut,
thank you.
Cut,
I hate that.
Cut,
I hate
cut,
it so
cut,
bad.
Cut.
Well, you know, doing this show for you guys is really, it is a leap of faith. You're doing this and putting it out there. You can't see any of the people
yeah.
that are listening. And so for the first time, you say something, and you actually saw somebody
instant.
Laugh.
Instant.
You saw somebody
that
laugh.
So awesome,
getting
dude.
The instant feedback that I just said something,
yeah.
and the
Instead
whole
LOL, LMAO,
the
LMAO,
whole crowd roars.
Yeah,
because
you don't know, for a year and a half, Maybe nobody's laughed at all in a year and a half.
Maybe
you
guys
know.
Are all mocking me. I don't
right.
fucking know.
Well, we are.
Well, of course.
All the time, dude. All the time. Why do you think I'm even here?
Woo!
That was so fucking
but
awesome,
yeah,
though.
It was.
Because it's one thing to be here and seeing everyone in the chat. And sure, I'm sure that you guys have a lot of cool feedback. And I do see it in the chat.
Right.
But when I hear it, and
that's
when I hear you guys laughing, and then I yeah. hear you fucking yelling at me going, oh, well, what about this, and blah, 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 and you're awesome, and blah, blah.
It's
like,
a trip,
holy
huh?
shit. No,
hearing the feedback right
away. It's
amazing.
You mean it's a little better than just seeing LOL?
Yeah,
no,
for
a little bit, a little bit.
For sure. Like, I'm glad we're actually making you guys laugh. I knew there was a reason there was, you know, people in here watching the live show and whatnot and all these people downloading the podcast. But just in my town to get that many people laughing all at once, that was the most amazing feeling for me. I
that
was
just
like,
really, really good.
Wow, dude. That was
That's
so cool.
That's at the point when I heard everyone do the kaboom at first.
Yes.
And then I was okay for a little bit.
I was like, this
and
is
going
to be fun.
Well, no. I heard everybody do the kaboom, and then I got a little kind of like, oh, God.
It's and time then, to talk now.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh,
I can't
shit.
Just yell kaboom anymore. Right. I have to actually say things that make
and
sense, kind of.
And then I looked over and we were talking about something, and then a bunch of people laughed, and I was like, holy shit, I got to stop looking at the crowd now because I'm going to start pissing my pants.
Yep.
So I had to like look above the crowd, which was really weird, but I kept my shit. Nobody knew. It was nice. Nobody was like, hey, stop shaking.
All right.
Stop
well,
sweating your brains out.
Bird 35 says, Keith Malley told you to do it. He told me to do it 250, not 300, and I'm really glad I did. Thank you,
Otherwise,
Keith Malley.
It would have been in the dead of winter,
It would have been snowing. You would have been camping in the snow, dude. That would have
no,
sucked.
No, you'd have been camping
Burr.
On our couch,
Burr.
Dude.
For sure, dude. So, yeah, thanks, Keith, for setting me straight on not doing it at episode 300 like you guys did, but going for 250, and it worked out amazing. So,
it was a great
thank
fucking
you very much.
Awesome idea.
All right. Well, before we get here tonight, I got one thing I just want to go through with y'all, and my fucking mouse
isn't. What
are
you doing?
My mouse
dude?
Isn't working anymore.
Your
so
arc? Are you serious? What'd you do to it?
Trying to reach the touchpad.
You're having
maybe
some
that's
problems.
The one thing we didn't test when we put it back together.
The mouse?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, the battery might be dead, which
it
is fine.
It probably is. So what are you looking for a story, or what's going on here?
No, I have a story. I just can't scroll down. But hold on. I'm switching mice.
Do we even need a story? This show has been awesome
well,
even without stories.
Arrows. There's arrow buttons.
Yeah, use
okay,
the directional
I got
keys.
It. I'm good. I just swapped mouses, mices, mice. I'm good.
Did we
okay.
talk about the cows?
Oh, so I forgot
outside
about that.
Outside of your mom's this, house.
We're up there in the arena shooting guns, or gun, the 9mm like we do. And all of a sudden, after we shoot a few shots off, all these cows just start going crazy. Going crazy, dude.
I
cannot
live there, dude.
Like, they were getting fucked or something.
Were they there when you were a kid and you
yeah,
lived there?
But never that bad, dude.
It was a
never.
Cow symphony.
It was, dude. They were like, meh. Like,
I could never live there, dude. That's way too much noise.
You could hear them in the house.
That's not good. I could hear them when I was sleeping.
It was like when I lived next door to the people that own Anna's, and the mother had some roosters and chickens and shit. And fuck me, every morning, dude. At like 5:30, 6 in the morning, dude, I fucking shut the fuck up, rooster! And rooster be like, don't believe me! Like, fuck you, rooster! Fuck! Oh,
did David hear you
it.
Like every morning?
Oh,
like,
yeah. They had to have, dude. I was every day. Was like, shut the fuck up, rooster. And the rooster would be like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. I hate the rooster. But anyway. What this here is, you guys know who the mainstream media is, right?
Right.
You know what marijuana is?
No.
We smoked a lot of it this weekend.
I didn't.
That's,
what are you
okay.
talking about?
Anyway, this is the mainstream media's 5 favorite marijuana myths. And when I say myth, I mean bullshit.
Not true.
Right. Number 1. Marijuana use is not associated with a rise in incidences of schizophrenia. It is not. Is that a myth?
I don't even know.
Is this weird?
News to me. Is that an urban legend
this
or something?
Might be the mainstream media's myths myth. Writing in the journal Science nearly 4 decades ago, New York State University sociologist Eric Good documented the media's complicity in maintaining cannabis prohibition. He observed, quote, tests and experiments purporting to demonstrate the ravages of marijuana consumption receive enormous attention from the media, and their findings become accepted as fact by the public. Like, you know, if you hear something in the news, you believe it, because it's the news.
It's the news.
Okay. Can't believe everything you hear, guys.
It's on TV. It must be real.
But when careful... disk drive. But when careful refutations of such research are published, or when later findings contradict the original pathological findings, they tend to be ignored or dismissed. A glimpse of today's mainstream media landscape indicates that little has changed, with news outlets continuing to, at best, underreport the publication of scientific studies that undermine the federal government's longstanding pot propaganda, and, at worst, ignore them altogether. So... marijuana use not associated with a rise in incidences of schizophrenia. Over the past few years, the worldwide media, as well as federal officials in the United Kingdom, Canada, and the U.S., have earnestly promoted the notion that smoking pot induces mental illness. Perhaps most notably, in 2007, the MSM reported that cannabis, quote, could boost the risk of developing a psychotic illness later in life by about 40%. What is later in life? Because I'm almost 30, and I'm cool.
Later than something else.
Like 65 and up, maybe?
Well, I don't know. Take a look at my mom.
She's cool.
No, she's...
she didn't just smoke weed, dude. I mean, let's be honest, if you want to bring
not
it up.
Not just weed, but that's what she's been doing for the majority of her life.
And I think she's been a little better since. It's the drinking and the gambling that fucked up her life. Life. Xavier Renegade Angel, ever watch that?
Oh,
gotta get it. Adult Swim, awesome.
Anyway, but no, she's completely thwacked in the head.
Right, but not from the weed. I'm gonna say...
if she doesn't smoke the weed, dude, I just want to fucking choke
you.
Her. What?
Right, the weed helped her. The weed doesn't make her schizophrenic.
She's still kind of fucking loopy.
She seemed pretty normal to me. How long you got to hang out with her before you realize she's loopy?
Give it a couple
hours.
Days.
She seems pretty straight.
3-4 hours?
I would give it at least over an hour, dude.
At least.
I met her twice this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I think your mom's a trip, man. She's kicking the ass.
Yeah,
she's
she is
great.
A trip. Fucking live with her.
I would never want to live with her.
All right, then. Shut
just
up.
Saying. well, that's fine. So investigators at the Keeley University Medical School in Britain compared trends in marijuana use and incidences of schizophrenia in the United Kingdom from 96 to 05. Researchers,
well, plus, you know what? Who just smokes weed?
That's also, there's a lot to do with it. When people get in these car wrecks and they had weed on them, but then they're like, well, the guy was drunk too, but they don't mention that because it doesn't help their story. They're like, oh, right. He was fucked up on weed, so he wrecked his shit. Like, let's see the whole tox panel. He was fucked up on alcohol, pain pills,
cocaine,
downers,
upper.
Yeah, exactly. But they find what they want and then they focus
on marijuana.
That. Right. The expected rise in diagnosis of schizophrenia and psychosis did not occur over a 10-year period, the authors concluded. The study does not, therefore, support the specific causal link between cannabis use and incidence of psychotic disorders. This concurs with other reports indicating that increases in population cannabis use have not been followed by increases in psychotic incidence. Therefore, it does not make you more crazy. So, number two... marijuana smoke doesn't damage the lungs like tobacco.
I know that.
Obviously,
I know that for a fact. Because it's a lot lighter. It doesn't hurt.
It's not pumped with tar and carcinogens and all this other shit that the tobacco companies put into your cigarettes, not mine, thank you very much, that make you dead. Everyone knows that smoking pot is as damaging, if not more damaging, to the lungs than puffing cigarettes, right?
Right.
Wrong! Wrong! According to a team of New Zealand investigators writing in the European Respiratory Journal?
Oh,
respiratory.
Right, got it.
In August, researchers at the University of Otago in New Zealand compared the effects of cannabis and tobacco smoke on lung function in over 1,000 adults. They reported, quote, cumulative cannabis use was associated with higher forced vital capacity, which is the volume of air that can forcibly be blown out after full inspiration, total lung capacity, functional residual capacity, the volume of air present in the lungs at the end of the passive expiration, and residual volume. Of course, cannabis was also associated with higher airways resistance, but not with forced expiratory volume in 1 second, The maximum volume of air that can be forcibly blown out in the first second during the FVC test, right? That much air doesn't matter.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you. By contrast, these findings were similar amongst those who did not smoke tobacco. By contrast, tobacco use was associated with lower forced expiratory volume in 1 second, lower forced expiratory ratio, lower transfer factor, and higher static lung volumes, but not with airways resistance. They concluded, cannabis appears to have different effects on lung function to those of tobacco. Predictably, the scientists' inconvenient truth was not reported in a single media outlet. Hmm. They only report what is helpful to their cause. Interesting, huh? Number three, cannabis use potentially protects rather than harms the brain. Does smoking pot kill brain cells?
Absolutely it does.
Drinking alcohol most certainly does, and that's legal.
Hey, Wesley Bauer says, at least nobody overdoses. Hell, you can overdose on salt, but not pot.
That's right. And it's a good fucking thing, because Johnny'd be dead right now.
Johnny would be dead by now.
And Burger. But especially Johnny, because he's so small.
He's so small.
So small. So I put Johnny in my pocket.
His feet were so tiny.
I know. I put him in my pocket. I was like, hey, Johnny, you want to go? He's like, yep. And he hopped in my pocket, and we went.
It was like Polly Pocket, but Johnny in the pocket.
I know. It was Johnny Pocket.
It was so awesome.
Sorry,
he's
Johnny.
Hate us,
you're
dude.
So cute, though, dude. I love it. Come move in with us. It's great. So drinking alcohol does kill brain cells, and many opponents of marijuana law reform claim that marijuana's adverse effects on the brain are even worse. Are they correct? No, they're not. Not according to recent findings published this summer in the journal Neurotoxicology and Teratology. Do you even know what that is?
What is teratology?
Google it. I don't know, honestly.
Bong the gong says Johnny Pockets.
Johnny Pockets.
Polly Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Polly Pockets.
Johnny Pockets. Investigators at the University of California in San Diego examined white matter integrity in adolescents with histories of binge drinking and marijuana use. They reported that binge drinkers, defined as boys who consume 5 or more drinks in one sitting, or girls who consume 4 or more drinks at one time. What's the matter, girls? Can't keep up with the guys, huh?
Most of them can't, but this one to my right, I think she can.
Probably.
She'd
drink me under the table.
Always.
But put a little weed in that bowl. We'll see who's standing.
No,
not
I know
you.
Better. I know better. No, I'll be standing. I'll just be like, like drooling and shit and eating a bag of Doritos at the same time.
Right.
So I don't do that.
So they reported they showed signs of white matter damage in 8 regions of the brain with the drinking. By contrast, the binge drinkers who also use marijuana experienced less damage in 7 out of the 8 brain regions. Quote, binge drinkers who also use marijuana did not show as consistent a divergence from non-users as did the binge drink only group. Authors concluded it is possible that marijuana may have some neuroprotective properties in mitigating alcohol-related oxidative stress or excitotoxic cell death. Excitotoxic cell death.
That sounds bad.
That's what happens when you drink.
That sounds bad.
I just killed my brain.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
So, and then to date, of course, only a handful of U.S. media outlets, almost exclusively college newspapers, have reported the story, of course. Because, again, it doesn't fit what the story is, that weed kills you. If they got all this info that weed didn't kill you, watch out. They can't let that get out. Fuck. It's a conspiracy. Number four. A couple more here. Number four, number five. Number four is... marijuana is a terminus, not a gateway to hard drug use. What would you say? Marijuana, gateway drug or no? What would you think?
I don't even think it just depends on the person, dude.
For me personally, it was just that marijuana happened to be the first drug I came into contact with. If crack would have been the first drug that I was offered, then crack would have been my gateway drug.
Right,
if
it would have eventually been... tried pot. It's the same thing. You know, it's just...
it's where you live. and what's around and who you
and
hang out with.
And it's the type of person that you
are. It has nothing to do.
You
I know.
You can be a dude and smoke pot from high school to the day you fucking die and never touch anything
exactly.
else.
I know tons of people that have never done that.
You could be like me and smoke pot, get tired of that, do a bunch of pills, then do a bunch of coke, and then, you know, drink.
Find Matt,
lot.
And then Matt beats it all out of you again.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
Alarmist claims that experimenting with weed will inevitably lead to the use of other illicit drugs persist in the media despite statistical data indicating that the overwhelming majority of those who try pot never go on to use cocaine or heroin. They don't.
I never did heroin. I did cocaine. I smoke rock.
But so, dude, between the three of you guys,
oh, we got it covered. Woo. Wait, three?
Oh no!
Oh, the kitty?
No, you two and Burger.
Oh, word!
What?
Between you two and Burger, you got the whole menu covered.
The whole spectrum.
Yeah.
Wesley Bowser says, "Y'all need to stop smoking more for me." Why would we stop smoking more for you?
Probably so you could get the good shit.
I'll
That's
start
why.
Smoking. Oh, you don't get any because I smoke it all. I get
right.
it. Okay.
Stop smoking right. all this goddamn weed.
Sorry,
share
bro.
A little.
Come over. Jesus Christ. I got plenty. Not here, allegedly, but
allegedly,
you know, I got it in my Polly pockets.
In your Polly pockets, it's so great.
But yeah, I know tons of kids that have never done that. But then again, I
yeah,
know people
so
that
I.
have. But what I'm saying is, it just happens to be that weed is the base drug and the easiest to get. Like I said, if it would have been heroin I would have tried first, then that would have been the gateway drug, you know? It's just whatever.
I don't
whatever.
Think you're going to do shit after heroin.
You'll be like, damn, this is good.
Exactly.
Don't ever try heroin, kids. Seriously.
Never.
Send it all to me. I'll get rid of it for you. So, yeah, that's cool. There's a bunch of data here about that, but we all just went over that. I'll post this in the show notes because it's probably the only story we're going to do tonight. Number five. Last one. Government's anti-pot ads encourage rather than discourage marijuana use. Sure, many of us already knew that the federal government's $2 billion ad campaign.
No
did
way.
Did you catch that? $2 billion
no way.
Dollar ad campaign targeting pot was failing to dissuade viewers from toking up, but who knew? I didn't.
Who the? Oh,
why did you spend $2 billion? On a fucking retarded ad campaign.
On a whim,
on
dude.
Fucking videos of kids, like, sitting on their couch and then smoking weed and then sitting on their couch again. Like, good job, dude. Nice fucking commersh. You fucking
no, why
idiot.
Would you spend that much money on a whim, okay? It, just because you put out a fucking commercial doesn't mean someone's going to stop doing their favorite fucking drug.
Yeah, dude. Weed
is
my
kidding
fave.
Me? Are you fucking kidding me?
There's retarded.
If I had a mound of coke in front of me and then a commercial that said, don't do coke,
we
it's
got
bad for
stoned
you.
And laughed at your commercials, idiots.
I would do lines and watch the commercial like,
your $2 billion commercial. We were like,
and then
dude,
yeah.
he just hit that kid in the drive thru.
Right.
Oh, I'm hungry now. Let's go run over morning. Kids in the drive thru. Like, that never fucking happens, you idiots.
Oh,
God. Do better demographics, you fucking retards. According to a new study posted online, the Journal of Health Communication survey data published by investigators at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania found that
what?
Many of the government's public service announcements actually encourage
yeah!
pot use. Yeah! I let you boys. Your commercials.
I even smoke this shit, but you know what? It needs to be legal. It's retarded.
Your commercials make me smoke more pot. That's amazing.
Like, you know what? That looks pretty fucking cool.
Kind of went the other way on that one, didn't you guys? Researchers assessed the attitudes of over 600 adolescents aged 12 to 18 after viewing 60 government-funded anti-marijuana television spots. I would have had to get baked just through that. 60 of their fucking commercials? Dude,
right.
I've been like, pass the bong.
Because yeah.
these suck. Pass the bong and the Sony HD, and we'll make better ones for you, for real.
On the left hand side.
Christ, dude. I don't know what side of the road to drive on because I'm so stoned.
Wesley Bauer says, amen.
Amen. I know. It's so stupid. I can't believe it. Yeah. Just legalize it, tax it, and get out of some of this debt you put us all in, you fucking retards. Messages that depict teens associating with cannabis are, quote, significantly less effective than others. The researchers found, quote, this negative impact of marijuana scenes is not reversed in the presence of strong anti-marijuana arguments in the ads and is mainly present for the group of adolescents who are often targets of such marijuana ads, i.e. high-risk adolescents, i.e. kids whose parents don't give a shit.
Right.
For this segment of adolescents, including marijuana scenes and anti-marijuana, public service announcements may not be a good strategy. No
tragedy.
It is a strategy. It's a tragedy of epic proportions that they blew $2 billion on these fucking commercial ads that
it's
made
so
kids
ridiculous.
Smoke more pot.
Why
good
would
job,
you spend
guys.
That much money on something
idiots.
Like that? It's ridiculous.
Idiots.
When you can just make it legal and make a billion times $2 million
at
back
least.
In taxes.
At least.
At least.
Oh, well. So,
is that it for that story?
That is it for that story. You ready
Can
to get
we
the
get
fuck
the fuck out of
here?
Because I need to shower. I haven't done it in a couple of days.
That's right.
I
so,
need to sleep in our own bed.
Again, I just want to thank everybody. You, MDS, Johnny, Berger, Ryan, Chris, everyone that helped out. David, Brayton. You everyone. I want to thank everyone that came to our party
because seriously,
you
yeah.
guys
thank
made
you.
It amazing. You guys made it what it was.
Thank
and
you, Josh. Thank you, Ward. Thank you, MDS. Thank you, Burger. Thank you, fucking Johnny. Johnny, seriously, I love you, kid. You are awesome.
I couldn't
sleep on my couch any day
for sure. You guys are all totally welcome here, man. I couldn't have imagined that going any
all
better.
All systems go.
Whoa.
Oh.
The fuck is
that was
problem?
My bad, Cap. I was trying to fucking put in some music to the end of the show.
That's not music. That's the intro,
holy
dude.
Holy shit. That's
what
my bad.
That sort of trashed the whole touchy-feely moment there, didn't it?
I was trying to get all David. He's like, oh, so fuck me. You guys know who you are. Thank you so much
thank
for helping
so
us.
Thank you so much for being
you
there.
You guys
it
have
was.
Been a great host.
Did
thanks.
You have a good time?
Absolutely.
Worth it?
I can't think of anybody else that would just open up their house and their whole town to everybody that came in. You guys have been awesome.
Awesome.
And congratulations for 250. And thank you so much for having me on the first one of the next 250.
Fuck yeah, fucking man. A. It was a blast. And real quick, before we get out of here, I got a couple emails I want to read about the live show. I totally forgot about this.
Oh, yeah. We
this
read
one,
it.
Of course, was sent by Burger. Subject line, I love
such
you guys.
You know, this guy is such a sweetheart. If you ever meet him in person,
Burger's
dude,
amazing.
He has
I love
the
him.
Most gorgeous fucking blue eyes. Coming from a chick, dude.
I jerked off to
seriously,
him.
Seriously. He has got some gorgeous baby blue eyes.
One for each
back
eye.
Off.
One for each eye. I was like, boom, there's a nut. Boom, there's another nut. Let's go. But anyway, he writes, congrats on your 250 show. It was a blast. I had hot loads of fun watching the show. Hot loads. Hot
yeah.
loads. I had hot loads of fun watching the show and hanging out until 4 in the morning. I also want to thank you for being such a great host. You guys made it one of the best and most memorable vacations I've ever had. You made me sad kittens when I had to leave.
Aww.
That was sad because it was at night and you guys were all sleeping. I had passed out during Big Mouth show because mm-hmm. it was kind of boring because he was ripping off our shit. Anyway, I'm just kidding, Josh. But seriously, don't talk about my dick. And then I got up and I was kind of up and I'm like, dude, let's, you know, you want to go smoke a cig before you go to bed? And then we smoked and I was like, we should burn a couple more bowls before I go to bed because I'm not going to see you. And that's when he was like, man, you guys were awesome. Thanks for, you know, letting me stay here and all that. So that's, mm-hmm. it was a great time.
I love that guy, dude. Seriously. He's super awesome.
You made me sad kittens when I had to leave. I wish you and Danny the best of times. I hope to see you soon. Maybe a live show at Amsterdam at 420. Thanks, Mr. Burger. And yeah, dude, that was awesome.
Mr. Burger, I love you.
And then Ward from the Basement Boys says, thanks again for the great time. Really wish we could have stayed longer. The turnout was great and the show was too. Excellent dinner. Sorry I was out for part of it talking to my bitch wife. You know what I mean? I didn't expect the phone call to take that long. So again, apologies. Talk to you soon, Ward. So, just a couple of emails from a couple of people that went to the show, and actually saw it, and yeah, it was a great time. They tell no lie, and all you guys will be able to get that once McNally gets all the videos. I sent it to him, or we'll send to him, and he'll get all that shit.
That's like 20. How many gigs?
It's like 25 gigs.
25 so, gigs of video. Video alone.
I know he's got other stuff to do with the Keith and the Girls 100 for 30s and all that stuff, which is cool, dude. When you get to
I think he's gonna have a fucking orgasm but when he sees our shit.
He was looking forward to it for sure. So.
He's like, this was so right.
Thank you, MDS, for coming all the way out here, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. You got anything else you want to say before we get out here? It's the last show you're going to be on, man.
Kaboom!
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 All right, man. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. We got all the shit on thejamhole.com. That's where everything's at. Say goodnight, Danny.
Good night, Danny.
Holla.
Holla.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.